Reporting by remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Britain is hours away from launching a COVID-19 vaccination campaign. Staffers with the National Health Service, nursing home residents, and their caregivers on Tuesday will begin to receive the first of two doses of a vaccine jointly developed by U.S.-based pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. The initiative will start nearly a week after the government's medical regulatory agency granted emergency approval for the vaccine, making Britain the first Western nation ready to begin mass inoculations. The approval came weeks after Pfizer announced the vaccine had been shown to be more than 90% effective after its first clinical trial, final clinical trial, I should say. Canada announced that on Monday it will receive its first doses of the same vaccine by the end of December. Here in the U.S., health regulators will meet Thursday to consider whether to authorize emergency use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, followed by a second meeting a week later to discuss another vaccine under development by U.S.-based biotechnology company Moderna. The Trump administration turned down a chance last summer to buy millions of additional doses of one of the leading coronavirus vaccine contenders. That decision could delay the delivery of a second batch of doses until manufacturer Pfizer fulfills other international contracts. The revelation comes a day before President Trump aimed to take credit for the speedy development of forthcoming coronavirus vaccines at a White House summit on Tuesday. Pfizer's vaccine is expected to be endorsed by the panel of the Food and Drug Administration advisors as soon as this week. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.